word of the attack at Rockhill Tower had spread fast among the dead. Several went out of their way to meet me, more than just the paint ghost, although none as unpleasant. The most welcome meeting was with the coffee shop ghost. I had returned to the cafe, this time with Harris, in the hopes of bumping into her, and on the way had managed to be haunted in passing at least half a dozen times. After a while, it stopped being anything other than normal. They were curious, but not about what happened to me and Harris. They asked how many ghosts had been there that night, how many spirits that could move freely, that were strong enough to feel solid. The attack on two living humans was of less importance to them, and I began to understand why. Someone was building an army for reasons unknown. An army capable of taking over any territory, of attacking the living and, seemingly, doing anything else it wanted. That was terrifying to the living and the dead. Sitting in the cafe and sipping on a seasonal coffee, we considered our options. It would be impossible to ask for help from other living humans. What would we say? How would we make them believe us without forcing them into a world that they might want nothing to do with? The ability to see the dead was like a virus, and we were uncomfortable spreading it about without thinking. The coffee shop ghost appeared after I finished my first cup, drawing a smiling face in the foam left at the bottom. I greeted the empty air, and she appeared opposite me.
I heard what happened. I'm glad you're okay.
You heard about it too? Already? I was curious just how word was spreading so quickly, if ghosts were stuck in their territories.
We have a good network for news and gossip. Some ghosts can travel further and spread the news as much as possible. Some territories overlap. Sometimes we can leave each other messages. Eternity is a long time to perfect systems. New information is like food to us, so we spread it around as much as we can. Besides, when we finally can all see each other, it means we have connections, like a family.
Wait, finally see each other? What does that mean?
On Halloween!
Halloween?
Halloween.
Yes, Halloween! On that day, we can all leave our haunts and move freely, so we all gather in one place like a huge party. It's wonderful!
Oh, yeah, I get it. That does sound pretty cool.
So that was it. One night of the year, all the ghosts were able to move about. A night that happened to be only 4 days away. An army was gathering with an unknown but menacing intention. Slowly, the pieces were coming together.
So, why a coffee shop?
It wasn't always a coffee shop. But you know, I kind of like it. It's cozy and warm and people are mostly nice. And I can listen to them talk and hear tons of stories.
Oh yeah, that sounds pretty ideal. Better than somewhere abandoned or isolated.
Yeah, not for me. Some spirits like that better, but I get lonely.
I could feel my heart filling with anxiety even as Harris and the ghost chatted away. What to the spirits could be thought of as only a joyful time was really just the weak spot that our unknown enemy was waiting for. The graffiti spirit warning made more sense now.
So what else has this place been?
Oh, for a while it was a pharmacy. That was always interesting. You can learn a lot about people from what medicines they buy.
I guess.
And for a little while it was this really fancy boutique that just sold hats. That was really boring. There's only so many things you can learn about hats.
Something bad was going to happen on Halloween. I didn't know what, I just knew that I had to try and stop it.
Glasgow Ghost Stories is written and produced by Libby Thomas. Narration is by Libby Thomas. Credits are read by Harris Jones. The theme music is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at the Free Music Archive. Sound effects are from freesound.org. Follow us at Glasgow Ghost Stories on Twitter and Tumblr and find full transcripts of every episode at glasgowghoststories.wordpress.com. We're in the throes of the final preparation for our murder mystery dinner party, so thankfully, I've not had too much time to worry about what else might happen on Halloween. Until then, stay safe. And as always, thanks for listening.